Hey, it's Mike. It's McCorgan here on Audio Boo. Sasha Cat, who is at Sasha Cat, posted an audio about her favourite season the other day there and asked the question, what was her favourite season? So, that was about a couple of days ago, so it's been mulling around my head, what is my favourite season? This year, it wouldn't be summer. And in actual fact, it didn't matter how well the summer had been, how glorious it could have been, would have been. It wouldn't have been summer anyway. And it's definitely not winter. Not that I don't like winter. Some of the aspects of winter are absolutely beautiful. But I think of winter here in this country, at least, of just being cold and wet and windy and long dark nights and very short days. Oh, God. Right, I've come down now. Back to the seasons. Why did it call when you're doing something like this? I've had all morning to call me. Anyway, and because of winter's long dark nights, which are so depressing, all you want to do is hibernate. So it's definitely not winter, although some features are beautiful, as I said before. So it's between spring and autumn. Maybe I should explain why summer isn't my favourite season. If we got a glorious summer, it's because summer is, or should be, a beautiful, warm, sunny spell in the middle of the year, for example, that is enjoyable but doesn't have the features that spring or autumn does. The sun's normally high in the sky by early morning, so there's little shadow aspects of light are glaring. And, well, all those kind of things. So it's not... oh, my God, go away. It doesn't have the features that spring and autumn have. Obviously spring, because of the new growth in this country. I know a lot of nations don't really have a spring as such, but the new growth, the fresh green leaves, the young green leaves on trees, shrubs, and the new growth in the garden shooting up, erupting from the ground, the bulbs, daffodils, snowdrops, bluebells, all those things. And then autumn, the opposite, where the plants, the trees, etc., start to draw back that goodness that they put into the leaves, draw it back into themselves, and hence the colour changes, the leaf fall, and the bearing of the trees, if you like. And also sunsets, traditionally here at least, beautiful sunsets in the autumn months. And the most gorgeous sunrises in the early spring, you know, in February, March, the sunrises there, which are very low but can be absolutely stunningly deep red. So, spring or autumn. So these are the two that I've been tossing around in my head as to what was my actual favourite. And I've made the decision. And that is fanfare. Da, 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 da. Autumn. And the reason for autumn is, just as I said, that the shortening days and the lengthening nights are just a nice balance at that time of year. You know, we're just going into autumn now, and the balance of daylight and nighttime is just about right. The coloration in the skies is changing, shadows are lengthening, the trees will be drawing in their goodness for the winter, preparing themselves, as is shrubs, and some beautiful coloured shrubs out there. And so we've got the colour changes. My beautiful weeping larch tree, which is getting quite big actually at the front of the house. A great feature during the summer begins to change those into straw-coloured needles, and then it drops them, oh, millions, no, billions probably, on the ground. And the leaf fall, and I, one of the most therapeutic things in my life is sweeping leaves. That sounds mad. I get so much leaves into my garden, from my own garden, but from the trees bordering the garden. So many leaves in there, but it's so therapeutic, so enjoyable to get out there with a brush and be brushing up leaves. Sometimes you're doing it and you turn around and there's more leaves that fell behind you, the bit you've just cleared. And I just love doing that and collecting the leaves and putting them into the compost bin. And then the long, or beautiful sunsets, if you get the weather's correct on the day, you get sunsets, the clouds being coloured up, lasting for quite a while at that time of year. It's like a warm glow, though it's not summer heat glow. It's just warm autumn glow of the coloration and everything changing, everything preparing for the shutdown for winter. Just as we do here in this part of the world, the Northern Hemisphere, where our bodies start to you know, hark back to, in my mind anyway, hark back to the times when we did hibernate, all those thousands and thousands of years ago. And even now, our bodies still do the same thing. You want to lie longer in bed. You're more governed by the dark mornings. If you didn't set alarms, you'd probably sleep till dawn, and dawn could be 9, 10 o'clock in the morning. And then off to bed by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But it's just the whole aspect of that. And so autumn gets my winning vote for my favourite season. So there you go. Spring second. A toss-up between summer and winter, but I guess summer would definitely win over winter because of the reasons I gave you about winter. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Autumn, spring, summer, winter. The four seasons. By Vivaldi. I'll play autumn. I haven't got it with me, so I can't play it. But it's running through my head just now. Okay. Bye for now. You wouldn't know I'm sitting parked outside the farm, would you? Not Andrus, a different one.